Well, we have been talking a lot of Essendon stuff the last few days, and the Big Bash has dominated, and the tennis is coming up. So the Melbourne Storm merge have just been flying under the radar a little bit in their pre-season. So we thought we'd catch up with Frank Panisi, the Storm football director, to see how they're going. Frank, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Matt. Good to be on.
How's the pre-season been?
Yeah, very good, Matt. We've been going well. The young part of the squad has been training since early November, and then most of the players started back again late November, early December, the older players. But we're training well. We had the two-week break over Christmas, and we're currently on a camp down at Geelong for 2 weeks.
Oh, what a spot down there for you, Frank. Let me tell you, the weather will be looking after you. Hey, Frank, the Auckland Sevens is coming up very soon. How does that work with you guys? Who do you send over there? Is that just your younger players, or does the whole squad go over there and you all play bits and pieces?
No, Cam, we have each club has to select 18 players, and okay, and you have to pick a certain amount of your top 25 players and one of your top five, etc. But we predominantly use it for our younger developing players. We're picking probably a stronger side than we have in the past. But generally speaking, it's a developmental squad, but it's a combination with a couple of senior players and younger players.
A big question coming over the summer, I guess, for you guys is Billy Slater and that shoulder injury. How's he tracking?
Yeah, really good, Cam. He's had a fantastic pre-season. He actually started with the young fellas on the 2nd of November, so he's been training for a long time. He's nearly back to full fitness in terms of contact work. He's been running since day one. He's pretty keen to play in that Auckland Nines, to be honest with you, Cam. If he's fit and he gets the medical staff agree, we'll probably bring him over and give him a little run. But if he doesn't play in that, he'll definitely be right for our last trial and going into our first competition game.
Frank, I've always been fascinated with the Melbourne Storm culture and how you guys can change your list over the way that you do it year in and year out, and yet you keep this winning culture. I mean, I know you've surrounded yourselves with some of the great players of all time for your football club and in probably the NRL, but how does this club keep this culture going when you're changing so many people?
I think what we don't change, Jim, is the senior leaders. I think they've been the core there. You've Cameron Smith going into his 15th season this year, Billy Slater, 14, Cooper Cronk, 13 seasons, and then, of course, you've got the coach, Craig Bellamy, who's going into his 14th season. So when you've got that core leadership leading your team, you could probably get away changing your group a fair bit of time. And then there's probably other players that don't get mentioned. We've got players coming in their 7th, 8th, 9th season as well, and that have come through our junior ranks. So when you've got a small group, you can probably afford to change. So I think the stability of your leadership is the key there, Cam.
And one of the big problems you have, it's a good thing and a bad thing, is you have your great players leaving mid-season to go and play State of Origin football, Frank. And I was reading that a couple of your younger players have actually been added to Queensland's Institute of Sporting Emerging Origin squad. So you might lose a couple more in 2016 during the season.
Yeah, it's a bittersweet one, Matt. I mean, we're real proud of our players that make representative teams, because obviously, if the more players that make those teams, it means that the better we're playing. But it's probably that middle part of the year still an area that it lets us down most years. There hasn't been too many years where we've had a lot of success in the State of Origin period. We've relied on great starts to the seasons and then finish well. But we've just got to work on how do we be better in that middle part of the season. And, you know, each year we try things, and we're working hard on our emerging leaders group over the last 12 months. Nick Maxwell's come in and worked exceptionally well with our group, and I think they're the players that are going to help us during that middle part of the year to probably get a little bit more success than we have over the last few years.
Frank, just on back on the pre-season and your numbers, I mean, I look at the GPS numbers through the AFL teams and their squads, and you know, they run between 40 and 50K a week. What are the numbers that the NRL players would run? Because obviously it's a different game.
Yeah, it is, Cam, completely different. I mean, it's very position specific as well. I mean, you've probably got some players in the key positions. I mean, Billy Slater wouldn't say he would be in those numbers you mentioned, but wouldn't be too far away. And Cameron Smith, because he has to run from dummy half to dummy half, would do a lot of that. I think the big thing we've been working on this year is the intensity. Volume is obviously a big thing, but the intensity of each run is probably... You know, we don't run the longer distances as you AFL boys do, but in terms of short, sharp is probably an area we're focused a lot more on, our and repeated efforts over a shorter period of time would probably be where we're looking at.
How much are you learning? I mean, you're obviously down in this Melbourne. Do you continue to learn off the AFL clubs? I know that Craig spends a lot of time with AFL coaches. You continue to learn off some of the sports science people and strength and conditioning people?
Absolutely, we do. I mean, Craig and I spend a fair bit of time overseas, but we say it every time. I mean, we probably learn more in our own backyard here in Melbourne through all the AFL clubs. And there's no doubt, I mean, you know, we're happy to say there's areas of the AFL that are far more advanced than NRL, and we've been lucky that we've been welcomed in the vast majority of clubs, Geelong being one of them, but there's a host of other clubs in Melbourne as well. So we encourage our staff, whether it's strength and conditioning, the medical area, the coaches themselves, even admin, to get around and visit and develop relationships with clubs. As I said, we've got Nick Maxwell that does our emerging leaders. We've got Craig McRae, who does our kick-catch skills. So they're actually part-time members on our staff. And, you know, we'd be crazy not to utilise their skills and their experience. So it's been a massive benefit for us, and I think it's one that we'll continue developing over the next few years.
How's your membership looking at the moment, Frank?
Yeah, I haven't got the numbers there, Cam, at the moment, but they really want to hit well and truly over our mark from last year, which I think was 16,000-17,000, mm-hmm. which, for NRL levels, very good, and it was our best ever. So I think we're coming off a very good, a successful season in terms of the team doing well on the field, but more importantly, the membership numbers were growing. So I think we're going to continue growing.
And new recruits?
Yeah, look, we've probably got a little bit quieter this year in the recruits. We've brought a lot of younger players in, and a couple of recycle players, as they're probably called these days. Players couldn't get opportunities elsewhere. We're very stable with our top 17. I think from the 17 that played in the Premier League final last year, we lose Ryan Hinchcliffe, which is a massive loss. And we've lost Matt Duffy, our winger, and Kurt Mann, the centre. But we get a player by the name of Billy Slater come in. He never played in the preliminary final, so he's going to be an asset.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah, quite
fair recruit.
It's a good recruit. So we're probably treating him like a new recruit, to be honest with you, given that he only played a handful of games last year. So, and probably the most exciting part is that we blooded a lot of young players last year, Cameron Munster, Nelson Solomona, and a few other players as well. So they're going to be better for the second year. They've had a full year now playing in NRL, and so they're going to be better for the run. So, you know, we're a very stable team from last year, and we think our depth's a lot better than it was last year.
Frank, just on Cam Munster, I mean, he had a fantastic year, and correct me if I'm wrong, he did play most of the year at fullback after Billy went out. Does he now just move back to the centres or the wings, and Billy just slots straight back into fullback as usual?
Yeah, we've been training him, Cam, as our left centre, and I think that's where he'll start mm-hmm. the season. Whilst he's a natural fullback, there's no doubt about it. He's a young player that can play in a few positions, wing being another one. And look, there's probably not a spot for him at the moment at 5'8", but he could also play 5'8" if people got injuries as well. But look, he had a phenomenal year last year. Was just how he slotted into Billy's shoes. Different type of player, but he had an exceptional season.
Frank, can't wait for the season. Can't wait to see the superstar Billy Slater back. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys.